federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's modern crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Federal agents from all countries join hands to blast criminal activity from the face of the earth. Midnight in foggy London, and society is slumming in Limehouse, when suddenly one of its foremost members, young Tommy Fawcett, is shot down in cold blood. Before any policemen come to the scene, the assassin disappears, but Scotland Yard draws its net over dismal London. And all through the night, the police scrupulously comb every suspicious hideout for the criminal.
You bloke there under the lamppost, what's your business?
Just passing away the time.
There's no lights in around here. Now get moving.
Well, where are you heading for, young fellow?
East End, sir.
Well, let's see your license. Oh, all right. Proceed.
Yes?
Seen any rough-looking characters around here, lady?
How can a person tell what another person looks like in all this fog?
Early the next morning.
Who is it, please?
Scotland Yard.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
You'll find Judge Fawcett in the study. Please, Inspector, he's mighty broken up.
I understand.
Come right this way, sir.
But don't you suspect any one particular person, Judge Fawcett?
Oh, how can I, Inspector? During this last month alone, I have sent 15 men to Dartmoor Prison. And everyone vowed to avenge himself on my family.
That place where it happened.
It might have been any place in Limehouse. Tommy and his gay friends frequented many clubs of that sort. Undoubtedly, he was followed there.
I see. Then our only hope is to weed out all of Limehouse.
Oh, but isn't that an endless task?
It might be, except for this one thread of evidence. Look.
A revolver? You mean...
No, Judge. I'm not sure that this is the murderer's revolver. We found it near the bar after the shooting, however. It might have been dropped there by any one of many people. And another thing, this is a very weak link.
Why, Inspector?
Because there were no bullets in the carriage when we picked it up, and only one shot had been fired.
Yes, only one shot.
Sit down, Harmon.
Thank you, Inspector.
Now, as your first assignment from Scotland Yard, you're to find the murderer of Tommy Fawcett.
Poor kid. Shot down in cold blood.
That's what makes this criminal so dangerous. He'd do it again.
I understand.
Now, one thing is sure. He hasn't been able to leave England. In fact, he's still in London.
Then the chances are that he's hiding out someplace in Limehouse.
That's the way we feel about it. However, we're not sending you out cold.
Oh, you have some kind of clue?
Yes. Here's a copy of the fingerprint taken from a revolver found at the scene of the crime. You see, in the first place, we're not sure it's the murderer's weapon.
I see.
So you have two jobs. One, to match this fingerprint.
And the other?
To draw out a confession if he is guilty.
All right, Inspector. I'm on my way.
Good luck, Harmon. But remember, it may take you a day, or a week, or a month.
Not 1 month, but 6 months later, Harmon is working in Limehouse as a piano player in Mully's, where Tommy Fawcett had been murdered.
Beautiful music, Blondie. Do you know the old roast beef of England?
That reminds me, gorgeous. I have to wait on that table in the corner. I'll be back in a minute. There. What'll it be, mister?
A market of whiskey and soda, and don't stop to play no tune on the way.
Oh, so you don't like my music, eh?
Sure, I likes music, but I like whiskey better.
Right, here, boss. Coming right up. So, you like my music now, Doran?
Oh, sure, Blondie. After three whiskeys, anybody in Limehouse would like your music.
Well, as long as the whiskey holds out, I'm sure of my job.
For a guy who works for a living, you're pretty regular. How about Annie Laurie?
Right, Al. But it'll cost you another drink.
Aye, wise up. Bring over a couple of whiskeys.
Well, Inspector, it took more than half a year, but I've matched the fingerprints.
And who is it, Harmon?
His name is Dud Doran, a pickpocket.
Know anything about him?
Yes, his brother was sent up to Dartmoor 8 months ago for life.
By Judge Fawcett?
By Judge Fawcett.
The versatile Harmon now has his first job completed. By taking the fingerprints on each glass as it was used in the cafe by his customers, he finally came to Doran. After reporting to his inspector, Harmon returns to Limehouse and to Doran.
Come on, Blondie. How's about sitting down here with me?
Sorry, Doran, you know what the boss says. No mixing with the customer.
All right, old fellow. Then I'll go up the piano with you, huh? Come on, let's go. Want another whiskey, Blondie?
Make this one on me. Hey, Krusty, a couple of steak.
Don't you ever get tired flying that thing?
Sure, I get tired, but I like it.
You're a funny guy. What do you like about it?
Oh, makes me remember things.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Here your drinks. 2 shillings, please.
Take it out in my pie, Krusty.
Well, here's to you, Blondie. And to your memories.
Drink her down, then. And here's to memorize.
Right. What's that there song you're playing?
Oh, it's just an old one. Name of it's A Long Way Back Home. You know, it reminds me of things.
Yeah? What kind of things?
Oh, just things. Old memories. You know.
You don't know. What's it remind you of?
Oh, all right. Don't get excited. I'll tell you. It reminds me of me old man. It's a long way...
Back home?
No. To Dartmoor.
Dartmoor? What's that got to do with you?
Plenty.
Oh, wait a minute. Aye, why, sir? Couple more whiskey. Double whiskey. Now, look here. What's this here about Dartmoor?
Well, it's... my old man rooms there.
What's he up for?
Smuggling.
It's funny. So's my brother.
Well, sometimes I wish I was there, I do. At least you get fed regular.
Oh, don't you believe it? It's rotten. When's your old man getting out?
He ain't. He's a lifer, he is.
Here you are. 2 doubles, like you said. And that makes 4 shillings. And listen, it's not out of your pay, Blondie. And the reason is you ain't got no more pay coming.
Yeah, shut up. You here's your money.
Oh, thanks, fella. Well, come on now. Let's drink to the relatives.
Right, y'all. To your old man and my kid brother. Mm.
You know, me old man would like a bit of this, he would.
Yeah, sure. It's a rotten place. They get styled bread, that's all.
I wish I could get the old man out, I
do. There ain't a chance. Too many guards.
Well, I'll make it up to him.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got even.
Yeah. Well, I'll get old Judge Fawcett.
I'll beat you on that one.
You're crazy. The judge is still sending them up there.
Yeah, but I fixed his son up. I mowed him down right here in front of this here cafe.
Oh, now, off a mile. You're kidding.
I ain't kidding. This is what made me think of it. Some guy was playing it right on the piano right here.
Playing? Flying what?
He was flying his long wire back home.
Michael Doran, you have heard the verdict of the jury, and so for the murder of Thomas Fawcett, I hereby sentence you to hang by the neck until you are dead, dead, dead.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents!